The Gemara here is discussing, like the Gemara discusses it in these few dafim, why do you need a layer for? If anyway, so why without the Gzeir Shav of a layer, why would I think that an erva would be, you'd be able to miyabim an erva, is an issa, let's say Sheish Bekaris, why would I think it's mutter, why do you need a layer to ask it? So the Gemara and Dav Zayin, want to learn from Davashay Bechlal Yatzim and Aklal Lamid, little Lamid Alatzmi Yatzim, Lamid Akalkula Yatzim. That Eisha Sach was Bechlal Kolarais. It was Yatzim and Aklal Lamid. So since Eisha Sach is Mutter, so little Lamid Alatzmi Yatzim, Lamid Akalkula Yatzim, all Arais are Mutter. And that the Gemara asks, it's not the same as that. It's really the same as Davashay Bechlal Yatzim and Aklal Lidan Bedava Chadash. It wasn't Yatzim and Aklal in the same Eifin is the klal, like it was a prat saying the same thing as the klal just in a prat, and then it's an exception to the klal. It's yatzalid the medav chadash, and the meil lafakered. There the halacha is iat yachal azir leklal yatshi uzrenu akasa v'chol beferish. Just like a asher mitzera, which is both lid the medav chadash and matan behind this. So you wouldn't be able to learn from other Hashem Masudin of Matan Dam Ve'emirim. That's the Sugya Sar Gemara. So then the Gemara says, El Saida Kamina Teisim Ve'metzinu Ve'esh Esach. Just like Esh Esach is Mutter Ba'ibim. So the Melai, Achisish also should be Mutter Ba'ibim. So Rishayim bring the Kasha from the Rav of Bezdin. Then he asks, why is the Gemara say Kalina from Ve'metzinu? The Gemara just got through saying that it's a Dav Ashayi Bechav, let's lead them a Dav Achadash, Iyat Yachal Azir L'Klal Yishvene Kosov L'Kali Beferish. The Gemara just got through saying that you can't learn out the klal like Rashi says. You can't learn it out from the klal. You can't learn out the klal from it. And now the Gemara goes and says, you should learn out achasish and meishasach, but it's yatzalid the medav chadash. The Gemara just got through saying that you can't learn it out. What's the pshat? Now the Gemara wants to say that you could learn it out. As I fact, the Rav Avbezin. Now, Nachum points out that Taisus and Avgimel Medeis holds that this Gemara wasn't saying in the Metzinu. I think it wasn't Gairis in the Metzinu. And the Gemara really meant the entire time of Ishtri Ishtri. And that would be an answer to the Kasha. Malkapanim, Yushayni bring down the Rav Avvezdin, I think that's the Rav of Bala Eshkol, his Kasha. And the Gemara, the Rav Avvezdin answers that if you look into it, you'll see it's not the same as Davish Shabchavis and Davish Chadash. So why earlier did we say it was? Because it was a Tchir. We meant to say, in case you want to compare it to Davish Ayyub B'chlal, the Yatzim Nakhlal Alamed, Leil Alamed, Ansem Yatzim Alamed, Kalkula Yatzim. If anything, if it's a Davish Ayyub B'chlal, the Yatzim Nakhlal, it's not Yatzim Nakhlal Alamed, and that would be Lalamed Al Kalkula. It's, if anything, it's a Yatzalid Nabadav Chadash. And then you wouldn't be able to maximize the Kalkula, but really, it's neither. It's really not a davar she'bchal v'yatzim b'chal alamid, and it's not a davar she'bchal v'yatzalid b'davar chadash. It doesn't explain exactly why. Why isn't it that? And the Ramban says like this. The Ramban says this, the Rashi points out, it's very much not mashman is lush in this way, but the Ramban says what he means is that a davar she'bchal v'yatzalid b'davar chadash, the only thing that iyat yachal azir l'klolim means that you can't learn the davar that was yatzalid b'davar chadash from the klal. You can't say that the rules of the klal now apply to the davar chadash. Once it was yatzalid b'davar chadash, so the meila, you don't know that it has any of the rules of the klal. Like the asher mitzera, since it was nidan b'davar chadash matan b'hainis, so you don't know that it has a din of matan dam ve'emram in the mizbech. You don't know, you can't compare it to its klal. However, you could learn the klal from it. That's what the Ramban says. You still can learn the klal from the yatzim and the klal. You can't learn the yatzim and the klal, the yatzalin medavah chadash from the klal. But you still could learn the klal from the yatzalin medavah chadash. I affect the ibezay, so why all Hashem is need matan behind this? He says two reasons. First, we have a pircha, that Hashem mitzayr is machsher. Hashem mitzayr is here to be matar the mitzayr. All the other Hashem is just mechaper. Or there's a need, vezay's teres Hashem. Zayis Teres HaHashem in Parashat Sav. HaShem is only of these dinim, not the dinim by HaShem Mitzayr. That's what the Ramban learns. When the Rashi was bothered, like we said, first of all, the lashon of the Rav Avezin is not that it is a Yatzalin Davar Chadash, but the rules of Yatzalin Davar Chadash don't apply, that you still could learn the klal from it. You just can't learn it from the klal. That's not mashma. He's mashma. It's not called the Yatzalin Davar Chadash. And the second thing he asks is, so if it's true that by Yatzalin Davar Chadash you could learn the klal from it, so what's the Gemara's kasha? So now it's good. So now, that's why I need a la. Yes, it's the Yatzalin Davar Chadash. But even the Yatzalin Davar Chadash, you can't learn it from the klal, but you still can learn the klal from it. So why did the Gemara stop here? Even though it's Yatzalin Davar Chadash, you still can learn out the klal from it. So Mela, that's why I need a la. Now I think what the Ramban means, and I think I understand this from the Asher Shankar, but it doesn't say it so clearly, that there's a difference between a yatzim and a klal alamid, loyal alamid, alatzim yatzim alamid, kalkul yatzim, then you don't ask any pirchas. If you have the rule of davar shei b'chlal, yatzim and klal alamid, where there the din is, loyal alamid, alatzim yatzim alamid, kalkul yatzim, there you can't ask pirchas, even if you have a pircha, but still, alamid, kalkul yatzim. It's not a mem matzinu, it's a different din. It's a davar shei b'chlal, yatzim klal alamid, that's malamid, kalkul, there's no pirchas. However, by Yatzim and Aklal, by Davashay Abchal, by Yatzim Lidim B'davah Chadash, first of all, you can't learn it from the Klal. Fine. Niyat Yachal Azir Lakali means you can't learn the Yatzim Lidim from the Klal. Now, about learning the Klal from it, there you could, but then there'll be a din of a pircha. If it's Yatzim and Aklal, if it's Davashay Abchal, Yatzim and Aklal, Amen, so then the Pshat is you won't be able to make a pircha. But if it's Yatzim Lidim B'davah Chadash, you could learn a klal from it, but you're able to make a pircha, and that's the Gemara's pircha, akachani surah katrei suri. That's what I think the pshat in the Ramban is, and I think that's how I understood from the Ashrash Yankov. But the advice is a pashup pshat in the Rav Avezdin. He says, the Gemara wanted to say, all the arayis are a klal. There's a klal of arayis. Eishasach was yatzal alamit, samelikim lamin al kalkule. So I think Gemara, yeah, there's a klal of arayis. So it's not a yatzal alamit meaning saying the same thing as a klal. It's a Yatzalim Davar Chadash. It's being an exception to the klal. So if there was a klal of Arayis and Eish Yisach was Yatzah, it's not Yatzah and a klal alamid. It's a Yatzalim Davar Chadash. With it, you can't learn out anything. You can't learn out from the klal. You can't learn not the klal from it and not it from the klal. But really, there's no klal. Each Arab is a separate thing. Each Arab is a separate lav. There's no klal. Each Arab is separate. You have this Arab, you have that Arab, and that Arab. There's no klal. So Mel, it's not Yatzim and a klal alamid, and it's not Yatzalim Medav Chadash. It's not Yatzal altogether. It's not a klal. So that's why the Gemara says you can learn out Achasish of Meshach, and that's why the Gemara says no, but you can't because of Trei Yisur and Chad Yisur. That's what Dvar learns the Teresas of the Rav Avezin. It's very geschmack in the Lashon. Then the Asher Shankov likes the Pshat a lot. He just asks the Kasha from Gemara Makis and Krisus that says Achasay b'chlal haya. Says Chayv Kriis B'Chali or whatever, but at that you consider the Arayis to be all one klal. V'lami Yatzis Karis Ba'Achaisei. Then in Parashas Kedoshim it says again Karis Ba'Achaisei. It's like Davashay B'Chlal, like the case we the Gemara had of Tuma that my Kachin that Shlomim was Yatzah. V'lami the klal kulay. So here also Achaisei was a Karis of Arayis. Then it says Achaisei. Then it says Karis specifically Ba'Achaisei to teach you it's only Karis and not Malkus. And the Gemara says, and there are abundant say, "Livim chat to teach you lechalik." But you see, it is a klal. But he says it depends: the kares or the lav. The kares was said as a klal. Kichal she asked him to call it heves el v'nichrusu. The kares of arayis was said as a klal. So then, if a chayisli is said as a prat, so that's yotzim and a klal olamid. Now, shenkin the yisuri arayis were not said as a klal. The lavim of arayis was said each one separately. So now the Gemara thought that's called a klal. And Eish Yisach was Yatzim and Klal Lamed. And the Gemara says, if it's called the Klal, then Faket, then Eish Yisach was Yatzim and Davar Chadash. But really, it's not a Klal Pachal, not a Klal altogether. Each one is a separate Prat. That's the Rav Avez and Teretz according to the Ritva. And like we said, Taisus holds the Bachal, the Gemara never meant the Memetzinu. The Gemara just meant Hail Vishtri Ishtri. Now the Gemara gets into the Sugya of Hail Vishtri Ishtri. And the Pshan is that since you have two Yisurim, Eish Yisach and Achasisha, and one of them became mutul etzarech liyibum, Eish Yisach, Hail v'ishtri ishtri, and that's going to be pail, that the Achasisha also should be mutter. Later on the Achasim and Aleph, the Gemara says you only would say that when the Issa actually became mutter. Gemara calls it Nasa Chai, Nasa Meis Umeis Achak Nasa Chai. That before the Achasisha came, the Eshesach was already Mutter. And that's similar to the case here by Mitzera, where the Mitzera became Mutter to put his hands on the Bahinus, the Tzarek, the Mitzvah of the Bahinus, and then he saw Keri. So Hailva Ishtari, the Tzaratai, Ishtari, the Keriya. The Achreinim were bothered that Hailva Ishtari, Ishtari is only when something becomes Mutter for a cause, for a Mitzvah, let's say. And then, since one is becomes mitzvah migun, then one is becomes mitzvah, the other is must have become mitzvah. But by yibum, the eshesach is not mutter because of the cause of yibum. It's not mutter. So the Gemara in Zevachim has a machlokes there. If you say hal v'ishtu ishtu specifically by dechuya, or even by hutra, there's a svar you say it specifically by dechuya. If it's dechuya, so then once an is being pushed off. So Mamela, who would another Yisurim? Ashengen, if it's Hutra, then it can't necessarily push off any Yisurim. Whatever's Mut is Mut, whatever is not is not. But the Gemara there says it's far no. Maybe you could say Fakert. By Tchuya, it's not really Mutter anyway, it's just Tchuya, so that won't apply to anything else. Ashengen Hutra, it's Mamash Hutra, so not a Vishnavi Ishtavi. That's the Gemara's discussion in Zvachim. But Rabbi Chanan, Kaivit Sa'ara says that there's two types of Hutra. Even when you say Hutra, the hutra also comes because of the cause. It's not be'etzem hutra. The hutra is because of the mitzvah. Ramash, like we had before, by Kalayim, according to Benutam says, Kalayim mitzitzes is hutra. So the Shal said, how do you learn a seder chalais to say? So he said before the svara, the Achrayim say, Benutam means, even if you're not doing the mitzvah, and Ish is wearing the beged, someone borrowed the beged, so he's not doing the mitzvah, beged shul is part of mitzitzes, it's at night, so there's no chiyuv tzitzes at night, but still, you say, it's hutra. Klayim mitzitzes is hutra. But dafka, it's the mitzvah that made it hutra. Like, let's say now you round off a corner and there is no mitzvah tzitzes going on. So, Avadi wouldn't say hutra. Tashenkeh ba'eshesach v'yibum, people bring rayas that it's not mutter. It's not mutter, not because of the mitzvah. What's the raya? Well, they say it from the Ramban that way. That's why the Ramban says in Teres Adam, that's why the Gemara didn't want to learn out the din of Asay Dechleis Yishesh Bekaris from Eishesach, because the sutra is no Issa Bechlal. And, but there are a few cases. There's a famous Rajma later in Nafim Aleph. The Gemara talks about a Yavama, let's say it was Hutra Nesha Vechaz of a Hutra. Like, for instance, somebody died, and then his brother married, was Mekadesh, the Yavama's sister. So first she was Mutter to the Yavam. And then she became an Achasisha. He was Makanish's sister after she was Mutter. So she was Nesra. And then the sister died. So now she's Chazav Hutra. So the Gemara says, Tachzal Atei Rishayna. If at the time of the Yibam, time that the husband died, he was married to the sister, so she was an Achasisha at the time of the Fila, then you say, Kevin Chenesra Shah Achas, Nesra of Elamis, there is no Massive of Yibam. Mashayn Kain, if at the time when he died she was Mutter Yibam, she became Aser afterwards because he married the sister, and then the sister died. She's Hutcha Vanessa because of Hutcha Tazel Teirishin. So the Rashba says it's impossible to say that it'll have a Chi of Yibum, because it's a Chsar Nadar Chinayim. I mean, think about it. And Isha was the fellas Yibum, and instead of being Miyabimur, he went and married his sister. Fine. He did it. And now she's Mataris Lashuk. And then, 20 years later, her sister dies. And now she's going to have, now she's going to need him again. She's going to need chalitza. It's a problem with Darchinayim. So the Rashba says, Tazel Erishen is a Rishus. There's no mitzvah Yibum, there's no Chiyiv Yibum. But if he wants, he could marry her. Once the Eshesach went off with the Yibum, it never returns. So you see from the Elachaya, that even though there's no mitzvah Yibum, still, there's a Hutra. In Mimesha Semenei brings other Rayas, the Mashal Akatan. You have, a husband died without children, and his brother is a katan. So a katan can't do yibum, he's not a barakam Hashem, but he could be married to her, so to speak. He could be ba'al her. And when he gets older, it'll be a kiyum of yibum. So even though at the time, there's no mitzvah yibum b'chlal, but still it's mutter. Also, mudarish she'ipila, the Gemara in the fourth parak. And if somebody was pregnant at the time the husband died, and ended up she had a miscarriage, so there is a matzav of Yibam. That's called Ben Enlay. But the Yibam could only take place after the miscarriage. While she's still pregnant, it's impossible to have a Yibam. But the Mishnah's Mavur there that if he does marry her earlier, and he's not allowed to, especially, he has to be afraid that the vine will be a ben kayama. But let's say he does marry her then, and she ends up being mapil, he's not over an isa eshesach. And the yibum takes place later. Why isn't it isa eshesach? There was no yibum. Teretz says, v'aistes ahead to eshesach eshesach is even when there's no yibum. Okay, so these are the rayas they bring. Maybe all of them, the hutra comes mikayach the mitzvah. Bar Gabbanim, this is the kasha that they ask. The Meimashi says, Einichinami. The Gemara here wasn't going with that svara. The Gemara here was assuming, the Gemara here that was saying, Hail Vishtu Yishtui, was assuming that the heter of Eishasach Yibum is only mikayach the mitzvah. Without a mitzvah, there wouldn't be a heter of Eishasach. That's what you would say without a leah. Maybe if I can, maybe a leah teaches you, according to this teretz of the Gemara, that the reason why you need a leah is Hail Vishtu Yishtui. A leah is what teaches you that you don't say Hail Vishtu Yishtui. So a leah teaches you that there is no Yishtui. It's not a heter. It's like there's no issa. Like Rav Chanan compares it, you have an eshes ish that got a get. So you don't say Hail Vishtu Yishtui. There's no issa when she's divorced. You have a chelav of a chaya. You don't say Hail Vishtu Yishtui. There's no issa chelav of a chaya. Same thing in eshes ach she'em le'banim. There's no issa b'chlal. So maybe that comes nach the Gemara. In other words, it's only one teretz of the Gemara, Hail Vishtu Yishtui. And the Gemara L'maisa learns from the Pasuk, you don't say Hail Vishtu Yishtui. If that's not going to pshat why you need the Pasuk, so Adrabah, that's good for what the Pasuk's teaching you. That's not the pshat that Eishas Ach Ma'yibum is a din tchia. Eishas Ach Ma'yibum is b'chal no iser. But yesh l'chais k'sas, I think it could be daicha, even though you find the Eishas Ach L'maisa is mutu, even though there's no mitzvah Yibum. But could be you could say it's the mitzvah of Yibum that created this heter. Rab Nachum wants to say that Tazen Av Gimel L'chair holds L'maisa, that that's the way Yibum works, is a tchiyah because of the mitzvah Yibum. Now the Gemara brings the Hail of Ishtri from the Braisa Mitzera. You have a Mitzera that his nega went away, the Kayim pronounced them Tar, they did the Tziparim with the eight areas in the Shisalas and the Ezev and the Mayim Chaim, and then they waited 7 days, and the eighth day was Erev Pesach. So the idea was, bring the Karbanos Mitzera, do the Behainais V'chumi, and then he'll be Tar for having the Karban Pesach. Problem is, he was Ra Keri Bay B'yayim, and he was Taval. So there are two problems. One problem is, how is he going to come into Har Habayis? A Tful Yayim is not going to go into the Har Habayis. Tful Yayim can't come into the area of the Beis HaMikdash that to get to Sharni Konar to stick his thumbs in. And that the Gemara says that's not a problem because Yavi Asay Sheish Bekaris Karm Pesach V'yitcha Asay She'em Bekaris is an Asay for a Balkari Tful Yayim to come into the Har Habayis, but it's an Asay She'em Bekaris. Karis is only in the Azara, so Mimel it's Asay She'em Bekaris. So the Asay of Pesach is there for that. And then Rabbi Yechanan says, Dvay Teira Afilu Asay Imba, it's Edin Darabanan. Midaraisa, once he's table, then he's allowed to go into the Har Habayis. It's Edin Darabanan. And the Gemara says, Lo Yimidu Dvayin B'makam Karis. The Gemara says in other places. Sometimes they were, but here, they wanted you to make the Karim Pesach. They weren't Maimed Edin Darabanan. But the Gemara had a Kasha, which the Gemara leaves out, Rashi explains it. That's all good for the Har Habayis. That's all good until you get into the Azara. But the Mitzvah also has to stick his fingers into the Azara. And into the Azara, there it's Asayish Bekaris. There's an Issacharis. So the Gemara discusses the Bia B'mixer Shema Bia, the Gemara in Zvachim. But according to Ula the hell, Bia B'mixer Shema Bia, how is he allowed to stick his finger? The Mitzvah could do it. That's the Halacha, that's the Torah. The Torah says the Mitzvah, he put diamonds behind us. Which means that the Bahainis are in the Azara, otherwise there'll be a problem of Yetzei. But here he has another Tum, he has a Tum Miskeri. He has a Tum Miskeri, even though he was Tevil, but it's Tful Yayim is also Asa with an Issacharis to go into the Azara. How can he stick his fingers in on that? Ula said, Hail v'hutchu l'tras, hutchu l'kariyav, hail v'ishtu ishtui, once is a heter atera. To stick thumbs in, that would apply to the other Tum as well. And that's why I was saying here also, Hail, that the Isser Eshesach goes off for Yibam, who would then the Issach Eshesha. So Taisa says that the Brisa said, Which would imply that a tful yoyim there is an asay sheim bekaris for him to go into the azar, not the azar. I mean, for him to go into the harabais. And then the Gemara says beechanan saying a new thing. Vayteira afilu asay imba. But Taisa says no. So beechanan wasn't a tana. Beechanan can't argue on the brisa. Beechanan is explaining the brisa. The brisa, even though the words of the brisa is asay sheim bekaris, but it means the rabbanan. It means it didn't the rabbanan. That's what Taisa says. We ask Rabbi Yochanan Omer. But Rashi's not mashman that way. Rashi says, "Afal pi v'tfuyim achad dekeri ein nechzer bais tuchol tfuyim areihu betuma adayim l'tshuma kachil l'mikdash." That's mashmal kapanim according to the Brisa that the tfuyim is completely tummy. And whenever din the Brisa not to go into the part of the base of mikdash that the zav can't go. It's more mafurish Rashi and Zvachim, the same sugya in Zvachim, that find mevez and mevez. Rashi says, when he says the Brisa, he says that the Brisa holds tful yayim the Zav, kuzav dami. A tful yayim of a Zav has all the dinim of a Zav. And when he gets to Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Rabbi Yechanan holds tful yayim the Zav, laf kuzav dami. Clearly a machloikis, Rabbi Yechanan and the Brisa. Now, Taisus had asked, Rabbi Yechanan's not a Tana. But there's really two turuts in Taisus' answers. One is the teretz he says here, that the... It says in the Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, that a tful yayim can't go into the Ezras Nashim. The Ezras Nashim is not the entire Harabais. The Ezras Nashim is one part of the Harabais. Seemingly from the Mishnah in Kalim, a tful yayim could go in the Harabais up to the Ezras Nashim. So that's Mamish Mefurish is the Rabban and Taina Taisis. Because if it be there, Isa, tful yayim is Zav Kizav Dami, a Zav can't go into the Harabais altogether. Me there, Isa. How could the tful yayim be not allowed in the Ezras Nashim, an implication that until the Ezras Nashim is allowed, so it must be said, then they're abundant, they're abundant only geyser, the Chatzar HaChadash, like the Gemara says, Shechitshu Budvar, I'm only on the Ezras Nashim. So good. So the Brisa holds not that way. The Brisa says, Lashonim, Esei She'ein Bekaris, sounding like it's the Brisa. And the Brisa understands the Mishnah in Kalim, which holds that it's Dafka and the Ezras Nashim. It's just that Tesis holds the Deich to say that the Brisa argues on the Mishnah in Kalim and asks the tful yayim from the entire Harabais. But that's one teretz. The second teretz says, and Zochim says, is that Rashi says the machlokes is the tful yayim dezav kezav dami, or tful yayim dezav is lav kezav dami, and that's the machlokes tanan, which the Gemara brings down, if tful yayim dezav kezav dami. So that's, the Brisa goes like the Tana, that tful yayim dezav kezav dami, and the Bechim is saying like the Tana, that he passes that way, the tful yayim dezav lav kezav dami. Al Kabana, that's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that the din, according to the Raisa, is the Raisa. Now the Mepharshim ask, if you hold this the Raisa, it's more than a say, it's also a Leisa say. Shaluch Tameim is a say, Vishalchim and a Machin, it's a Leisa say, Leitam is Machinim. So, how could you say, Yavei a say, Sheesh Bekaris, Yidcha a say, Sheim Bekaris? It's more than that, it's a say and a Leisa say. It's a say, but Leisa say. But the Teretz is, Lechaira, the Darishainim that say, that a say, Sheesh Bekaris, could be Deicha a Leisa say, a say. So it could be that's what Rashi holds. But there's Rabbi Kiregim, and Shal Shuvah Simin the Gimel, came in Derech Agav and the Tshuva, that if it's the Raisa, all you have is the Asay. Megayme the Lav wouldn't apply to a Tful Yayim. Not sure what the Chilik is, but that's Rabbi Kiregim's Nemzon, that Yavei Asay Sheyesh Bekaris, Vidach Asay Sheyim Bekaris, if you hold this the Raisa, it's because it means the Raisa that only have an Asay and not a Lav. That's why he says a Cheshbon like this, and the Gemara says that by Mitzayra, Leimidu Devrayim B'makam Karis. They didn't insist on a Derabanan in order to stop you from Karim Pesach, which is B'Karis. He wanted to know, how do you know Leimidu Devrayim B'makam Karis, even if it's the Raisa, the Raisa says it's Mutter. So what's Pshat Leimidu Devrayim B'makam Karis? But he says like this, he says, if it's the Raisa, so all you have is an essay. And by an essay, there's a din, Yavei Asay Sheish B'Karis, Yidcha Asay Sheim B'Karis. But if it would be the Rabbanan, that would be considered like an Asay V'Leisay. The Rabbanan would be Geizer fully. And make it Kiyuv would have an Asay V'Leisay. Call the Tikkur Rabbanan came to Reis Atakan. And merely you need a Bezunder ahead of Lo Yemidu Devrayim B'Makam Karis in order to be Matan. That's a B'Kvegas Cheshbin. I saw in the Mari Mekayim Misayil Teira, they said, the fear of B'Kvegas Mushiv, the Aruch Lener is Kasha. The Aruch Lener wanted to know, according to Rashi, that the Reis is, that it's Mamish the Reis, that Tvulyayim Dezav Kezav Dami, it's Mamish the same din. So why does it say in the Brisa that Mitzayir Shechal Shmini Shalai Be'er Pesach Roa Keri Be'er Vyayim V'Tavol? Why is it V'Tavol? What's the difference between V'Tavol and not Tavol? It's the same halacha. Vishleim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Tesis, that Rabbi Yechanan is explaining the Raisa, so the Pshat has to be the Rabbanan, and it's only the Rabbanan if it's Tavol, Tvulyayim. But Shengen, if you hold that Tvulyayim has the same din as a Zav, so why does it say Vitaval? According to Pfeg, it's Miyashiv. Without the Tvila, it's a live assay. So even assay Sheish Bekaris won't be Daich a live assay. With the Tvila, it's only an assay. Then you have the other assay Sheish Bekaris, and the assay Sheish Bekaris. That'll be a deek, I'll go find him according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kveg, I mean. Now, Taizen Zvachim, Nachlam, the Bezum, and Bez, asked the Kasha, that the Sugi is split up into two parts. You have the question, how is the Balkari, the Tvul Yayim, allowed to go into the Harabais? And there the Brisa says an answer, Yavi Asay Sheish Bekaris, Vilch Asay Sheim Bekaris. Because the Asay of Pesach is more important than the Asay of the Tvul Yayim not going into the Harabais. And then Rabbi Yechon says, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. But then you have another Kasha, how is the Tvul Yayim allowed to stick his fingers in the Bahinus? That's a Karis. That's an Issacharis. And that, Ula said, the Teretz is Hel Vishri Vishri, Hel Vhutjula Tzerat, Hutjula Karif. So, Fek Tezen Zvachim, why can't that be an answer also for why he's allowed to go into Harabais? The Mitzvah is allowed to go into Harabais. Why don't you say Hel Vishri Vishri also for going into Harabais? I say Fek Tezen Zvachim, that one basic of all the Gekasha. Lefi Ula, that will have to come on to a story of Hel Vishri Vishri to allow him to put his blindness into the Azara. Why don't we also say Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri in regard to going into the Harabais? As I fact, Taisin Zvachim. And the Taisin Zvachim, putting your hands into the Azara, a Mechusiki Purim, is not allowed to go into the Azara B'chlal. It's an Issa, it's an Issa, an Issa Karis. A Mitzayra, for the cause of Bahinus, has a Heter. And that we say Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri, Hoyel v'chut Tzerat, Hutu L'Kayev. Now, Shankin, a Mechusiki Purim to go into the Harabais, that's Tamutr. That's not a Bezundra Hetta for Bahinus. Any Mechusiki Purim, even a Mechusiki Purim of a Zav and Zava, can is welcome into the Harabais. Only a Tvul Yayim is also the Harabais. So, Ay Bezai, it's not Shayach El Vishtimi Ishtimi, the Negei going into the Harabais. That's a Teretz of Tezin Zvacha. So, Aruch Lener says, I'm very bothered by that Teretz. But since Vinishvi, his mutter not only to go to the Harabayas from Mitzrayim, his mutter even to stick his hands into the Azara to the Machnei Shechina. And because of that, the Tvul Yayim of Keri is Hel Vishri Yishri, he's allowed even to go into the Machnei Shechina, stick his hands into the Machnei Shechina. So, does that make any sense? He should be able to go into the Machnei Shechina and still can't go into the Machnei Leviya. Once is a Hel Vishri Yishri allowing him to stick his hands into the Machnei Shechina, so Kavu Chaim can go into the Harabais. What's Taisa saying? That the Hel Vishri Ishri will only be matted Azara, and then you have a Heter of the Mitzera, because there it's called Hutra, because normally a Mechusik Yipurim is Asa Bazar, so it's a Karis. So you say, Hel Vishri Hutra, Lagabi the Machne Shkina. Vashenka, Lagabi the Machne Leviya, there was no Hutra by the Mitzera. There's no Issa by Mechusik Yipurim to be mutter. I said, but once you have the Issa of Machne Shkina being Hutra, and the Hel V'Hutcha Hutcha is going to be Mati the Issa Lagabe, the Balkari, the Gabe, the Tvul Yayim, the Balkari, so M'chari M'mele, it's Mutter the Machna Leviya, Kol Shkein. As a effect, I think Shan Taisis Pasha, though, I think it's two different Maisim. The Taisis holds you need a Hel V'Ishtu Ishtu in each Maisa. When you're walking into the Harabais, there's no Het, there's no Ishtri by Mitzvah to walk into the Harabais. So for this mice of walking to Harabais, that's not going to be matter for the Balkari, the Tvul Yayim, to walk into Harabais. You have to come on to another heter. But that's the Hoyel of Ishtri Ishtri is only on the mice of putting your fingers in. The mice of putting your fingers in, there, Batsim, Amchusi Kippurim, is also Nazar Nisakaris. And you have a special hetter for Mitzrayim, that hetter would apply for Balkari yourself, for Tvul Yayim. Now, Shein Kain, walking into that Harabai is a different Maisa. So you don't have a hetter on this Maisa. Aruch Ler is asking, if you have a hetter to go to Machne Shkina, so Koshke Machne Leviya. Not a blanket hetter to go to Machne Shkina. It's a hetter for the Maisa of Echlosis Behinus. With there, the Mitzrayim has a hetter on this Maisa, and that hetter would apply even if he has another Tumahel Vishri Ishtri. But going into the Harem Bayis, there's no heter for that by Mitzrayim. It never was an Isser. So now you have another Isser because of Valkeri. So this Maiser was never Mutter. That's a Chayyab Shad and Tezin Zvachim. But Aruch Haner, who has this problem, and he wants to know, why can't you say Helv Ishtri Ishtri for the din of going to Harem Bayis? He says the Pasha the Teretz. He says that Akabanim, according to Tezin, the Brech is not arguing on the Brech. So the sight is by the Harem Bayis, it's an Isser Rabbanan. So when you're dealing with the Raises, then you say Helv Ishtri Ishtri. When you're dealing with the Rabbanans, if the Rabbanan wanted to, they could say, fine, that would not be Maimon Devarim, but Makom Karis. But if they decide they want Maimon Devarim, Makom Karis, you can't ask on the Rabbanans, Helv Ishtri Ishtri. At least that's what the Aruch Haner names on. Not like the Cheshem we had from Rabbi Kvega before. So he says, that explains the Gemara. Why do I bring in Rabbi Yochanan? Why think about what would have been wrong if you leave out Rabbi Yochanan completely and just bring down the Brice and say for Amar Ula Matam, however the Shadu Kayim. Why do we have to bring Rabbi Yochanan? What's the difference? That's talking about the sugya of the Harabais. But enough Yamina, if it's the Rice of the Rabbanan, not negate to our sugya. As sugya, the ikir is, how is he allowed to put his hands of him for Bahinus? And there, Ula said the answer was, how is he allowed to go into the Harabais? The Brice says, Yavaya say. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Daitari efilu asay imba." But why is that negayah tawasuga? Why do we have to bring in Rabbi Yochanan? So that Aruch Haner is very negayah, because if you learn the Brayso Kipshuta, we have this major problem. This taka svar of hell v'ishri v'ishri. So why did the Brayso have to come on to the svar of yom v'asay sheyesh because yilchas say sheyin makaris? Typically, that's hell v'ishri v'ishri. If you don't know the Taisus Teretz, that the hell v'ishri v'ishri can't apply to the Harabayis, like we said about Aruch Haner. So now we bring Rabbi Yochanan. No, there's no assay altogether. So what is it? It's the Rabbanan. Oh, if it's the Rabbanan, then we're not going to discuss Hel Vishti Vishti. The question was, what did the Rabbanan want? Did the Rabbanan want to be Maimon Devarim Makom Karis or not? When it says Yaveh Assay Sheish because Yaveh Assay Sheim because it means that the Rabbanan will have the Devarim Makom Karis. That's what Aruch Haner learns. Now, what more Gishmak Inyan? We have a Machlekes in Zvachim, if Bia b'miksa Shema Bia, Eloi Shema Bia, right? Ula was going on the Yom, Bia b'miksa Shema Bia, and the question was, so how is he allowed to put his hands in Mitzayr, his Hutra? How is he allowed, and now he has another Tumah, Balkari, how is he allowed to put his Bahinus in? It's an Asay Sheish Bakaris also. And the Gemara answers, Hayav Hutra Tzeras Hutra Bakariyav, Hayav Ishtri Ishtri. So Taiz asks the Kasha, Ula holds Bia b'miksa Shema Bia, the last Taisus on the Yom, the end of the Taisus. Ula holds Bia b'miksa Shema Bia. Why then is it only mutafim to stick his fingers in? Why can't he just walk into the Azara? If y'all be mixed with Shema B is very good. Sticking your fingers in is not an Issacharis, and that's why it's mutter. Mashain Kane walking in is an Issacharis, there's no reason to walk in. But if you're all like Gula be mixed with Shema B, so come there, sticking your fingers in is a din be of Azara, and it's mutter, so why not walk in completely? So Taisa says two terutzim. One is that walking in completely is a mefurish apasik. Alamikdash leisavai. Mashain Kane, Bia b'miksa is not a mefurish apasik. You learn it from a hekish. The Bechalkaidus leisigam is a samai. Managi b'miksa is af. Af Bia b'miksa is. Better to be either a, if you're either a iser, which is not mefurish in the Torah, it's learned from a hekish, it's not as chomer as an iser, which is mefurish b'tayra. I say that's the first Torah Tzitaisis. And the second Torah Tzitaisis is, even without that, since it's possible that they be b'miksa is, so if you come in Kulai, then you're going to be Chayiv. And Taisus brings a dugma to that. If someone's tummy in the base of Mikdash, so the din is, if he goes out in the shortest route, he's not Chayiv anything. He became tummy in the base of Mikdash. It wasn't his fault. And the luck is, he has to go out with the shortest route. But if he takes a longer route, then he's Chayiv. So you see, that even though you're in the base of Mikdash, tummy anyway, but if you stay there long, if you take a longer route, Yechayev. So who had been here, even though you're going into the base of Mikdash anyway, but if you go in fully, as opposed to partially, you'll be Chayev. That's what Taisa says. Those are two truths. One is that Bias Kula is more common because it says Beferish. And the second is, Bias Kula has a Chiv of Bias Kula since it's Pasul Miksasai, similar to a case where you could have gone in a shorter route, and you went in the longer route, which Yechayev. So Rabbi Chanan, the Kaivet Zahra says, that they're arguing in the lamdas of Biba Mixa Shema Biya. Azeka Mekleina Chakira. Is Biba Mixa Shema Biya mean that the real Chiv is on Biya's Kulai? Now Biba Mixa has a din of Biya's Kulai. It's you consider a bar kulay when your bar b'miksas, but the real chiyuv is on bias kulay. Oh no, bias b'miksas shema bias means the bias miksas alein is an iser. Not the pshat is it blibes bias kulay. The bias miksas itself is an iser. Now Zark Tais, if Taisman asks his kasha, once you could put your hands in one and go in fully, Taisman's akarcha calls like the first stand that the real iser is bias kulay. That is a xeris akasa v'chinish. That bias miksase blibes bias kulay. So now you have a kasha, you're doing something which anyway is considered bias kulay, so why not do bias kulay? You know, why is this the teretz? That taisis one, that taisis the teretz, that's still bias kulay, it's a mefurish apostolic, fine. This is a hekesh. But taisis second teretz, that says even without that, taisis holds, the pshat in the second teretz is, that the miksas alein is a chiyuv. So mainly, you mut in this miksas, but the next miksas, totally different thing. Samadhi Yechai for the next mixas. That's what Rabbi Chanan learns. But the stipler, the Kilos Yankov and Zvachim Simchav Dalin, says even Taisa's second teretz has to hold that it blives bias kulay. Otherwise, there's no kasha. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to shtel tzu, needed to have a hayu like Sarah, Balay, Barucha. It's done. If there's a chiyuv for every mixas, so one mixas is mutter, but the next mixas is a chiyuv kairos. There wouldn't be a kasha b'chlal. So what's Taisa's teretz? No, what's taken wrong with the kasha? The kasha is gevaldig a kasha. I already did a bias kulay, then bias miksasa. What am I gaining by bias kulay? So the first teretz says, for somehow the bias kulay is a mefurish pasuk, gets worse. The second teretz says like this, you're right, you did a bias kulay. But you did a bias kulay, but you only did that bias kulay on a smaller part of the Azara. When you have a bias kulay, and you end up encompassing a larger part of the Azara, that is a bigger, that's a chiyuv kares, because you could have done that same bias kulay in a smaller part of the Azara. That's what he's telling too. They have two ways to go out. If you go out the longer way, if you're going straight out, so you're not chayiv. even if you can go out quicker, doesn't matter. As long as you're going straight out, you're not chayiv. But if you're going a longer way, so then you're chayiv because you were in more of the Azara than you should have been. Here also, Enechanaim is called a bias kulay, but it's a bias kulay only in the area of the Azara that the bias kulay should be, like that the bias miksase. But if you put in more, so you the bia miksas is in more of an area than it should have been. It's similar to the case where you took a longer way out, so you win more of the Azara than you should have been. That's a stipler's right. But really, both of them have to hold that the Yisayin of Bias Mixas is not that Yichayev on each Mixas, but a Bias Mixas blinds the Bias Kulay. I saw in the Minchas Avram, from Avram Garbiz in Zvachim there, that he wants to argue both the Rebbe Chanan and on the Stipler. Because according to both of them, he says, it will come out, let's say you didn't go with Bias Kulay. You stuck more of your body in than just your thumb. You put your whole hand in. So we'll see if Yichayev, whether you go like the Kaivitzaris of Chanan, because you're chayiv on each mixas, or you're going to stipler, you're being typhus more makam, but you wouldn't need kulay for that. If you do more mixas, then you need, you'd also be chayiv. So the lashon teis not much that way. The lashon teis is kulay, not more mixas. And it brings a raya, because there's a Mishnah in the Gom that has a machlokes tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda, if the pshat is you put in the ear, the thumb and the big toe at one time, or you put it one after the other. And the Yerushalmi at the end of Erev, in the Melech HaShleim, it brings it there, says that, what's the Svaris of Machlaikis? Tanakama says, if you can put it all in at once, you're afraid he might be Machnas Reshe V'Rubai. It's Mashma doing more than Miksas is okay, he just can't be Machnas Reshe V'Rubai. I was thinking maybe the Yerushalmi holds Biba Miksas Leishma Biya, then it's Basha. But anyway, but that's his right. So he wants to say a third pshat, that the pshat is about the bia b'miksas is called the bia skula, like the stipler says. But the pshat is that you're not gaining anything by doing more miksas. That doesn't make it more of a bia. So what does Taisus mean by hayolai derech harucha balei miksara? Like we said, the Rebbe Chanan holds it means that every single miksas is chayav on that miksas. Stipler says that can't be what it means, and then that'll be pshita ma'akamashmon. So the stipler says it means that you're being typhus ma'akam in the azara. The Minchas Ram says it can't mean that either, because then it wouldn't be that Yechayev Hambiya is Kulay. Yechayev Hambiya Yaisa Miksasai. So what is the pshat? He says the Brisker Rav says that even though bias miksaseb shma bia, but it's a different shame. It's a different shame bia than bias kulay. Two different shames. There's two ways to have a bias mikdash. There's a bias miksaseb and there's a bias kulay. The bias miksaseb works because it blames in a certain respect to be a bias kulay. But since the bias kulay is coming and the bias miksaseb, it has a shame if neatzmai. As I tell you, the Rav, Beryl also said this in the Shia. He said, that's a pshat in the first teretz of Taisus also. If you're going to say that bias miksaseh blinds bias kulay, it might not mean if it's learned from the Hekesh. It's the same din. Taisus is under a din. It's a different sug bia. So since it's learned from the Hekesh, it's not a skamer. So that's a pshat in the second teretz of Taisus. That even without the fact that this is a Hekesh and this is a Mevarsha Pasuk, the sug bia, bias miksaseh, is a vinsug bia than a bias kulay. So if you just do more miksaseh, you're doing the same shame. It doesn't matter that you're doing more miksaseh. There's a bia mixes, there's a bia mixes. It's the same thing exactly. Mashenka, a bia mixes, bia skulay, it's two different things. Now Tais says, my nafkimina. What's the difference, this one or that one? So Tais first teretz is, one's a pasuk, one's a hekesh. Tais' second teretz is, even without that, the bia miksaseh is a lechter a bia than a bia skulay. Similar to, if you have two ways to go out, you went with derech harucha, so that's more of a bias mikdash than going with derech sara. That's why you chayiv. That's what the Mechaz Avraham says in the Sefer, and that's what Rebbe said in the Shia.